This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Tens of thousands of Belarusian opposition supporters gathered for the largest protest rally in recent history in Minsk on Sunday. This is President Alexander Lukashenko rejected calls to step down in a defiant speech. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
Russia has said it is ready to offer military assistance, if necessary, to Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko, as demonstrators held one of the biggest protests yet against his contested re-election. The protest in Minsk attracted tens of thousands of people, despite two deaths and thousands of detentions since last Sunday's vote. Opponents of Lukashenko say that poll was rigged to disguise the fact that he's lost public support. He denies losing, citing official results that gave him 80% of the vote.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Following their deal to normalize relations, AP's Karen Chamas reports the United Arab Emirates and Israel have connected telephone lines.
Israeli Communications Minister Yoaz Handel issued a statement congratulating the United Arab Emirates on removing the blocks.
This is a blessed and an important step, which is only a beginning of a long path and various opportunities to walk in together.
Also, Israeli news websites that had previously been blocked by UAE authorities could now be accessed directly online. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said the deal is a sign that Israel doesn't need to retreat from occupied lands sought by the Palestinians in order to achieve peace. Yet the Palestinians say it puts a just resolution of the Middle East conflict even farther out of reach. I'm Karen Chamas.
Thousands of protesters called for radical changes to the Thai government Sunday, the latest in near daily protests led by students against the government. Bangkok police estimate crowds at over 10,000. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.